Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol continues to ask for the public's assistance in locating the driver involved in Sunday night's fatal traffic collision near the Humboldt Hill on-ramp on Highway 101. A 33-year-old male pedestrian from Eureka was hit by a full-size pickup truck and the driver fled the scene. The victim was transported to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. And the CHP has now determined that the victim deliberately walked in front of the vehicle in a suicide attempt. Investigators still want to speak with the driver, who has been determined to not be at fault for the collision. The vehicle is described as a white, lifted, full-size pickup truck with toolboxes attached to the sides. The truck may have minor front-end damage as a result of the collision. The driver may live in the Humboldt Hill area or know somebody who does. Anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP. The County Department of Public Works is tabling a plan to replace the Brookwood-covered bridge in Jacoby Creek after an engineering firm recommended that the county continue maintenance on the current bridge instead of replacing it. Public Works was awarded a federal grant to replace the bridge with a more modern design. After an initial community meeting arranged by local residents, the county hired a consulting firm to do an analysis of the bridge. The firm concluded that continued maintenance on the bridge would represent a greater return on the investment of public funds as opposed to replacing the bridge entirely. The county will now explore funding options to conduct long-term maintenance to keep the bridge in serviceable condition. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has seen a career filled with crime, criminals, and the victims of crime. It comes with the territory. But Mills also points out that if you show me who your friends are, I'll show you who you are.
Your chances of being a victim of crime go up dramatically if you engage in high-risk behavior. It's called the routine activity theory. Your routine is that you engage in high-risk behavior, you're much more likely to be a victim of crime.
Mills said he wants to keep the community informed, but he also wants to highlight the positive aspects of public safety and not put out a drumbeat of press releases focused solely on criminal acts.
We're trying to be very careful with what we release. We'll certainly release any data that's requested, but the constant drip of negativity of we made this arrest, we made that arrest proactively. If it's a serious crime, we're going to give it to everybody. But if it's the constant, proactive policing stuff, we're going to be careful with what we release.
It may not be the big city, but Eureka Police will tell you there's plenty to keep them busy when it comes to crime in the county seat. Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into a burglary at a residence on Walnut Drive on Sunday that left one suspect dead and a second suspect on the run. When deputies reached the scene of the burglary, they found 30-year-old Eureka resident Joshua Shearer unconscious. Shearer would later be pronounced dead at the hospital. No arrests were made following the incident, and a second suspect, an adult white male, possibly named Sam, remains at large. Anyone with information about the incident or the second suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's cold outside, and the National Weather Service expects it to get even colder into Thursday morning. That means temperatures in the mid to upper 20s across the region. The cold could affect driving conditions, particularly at higher elevations and across highway passes, with the freeze leading to black ice and slick road conditions. Check those road conditions before you set out on a driving trip, and as always, bring your pets inside and take precautions to protect vulnerable plants. Emergency weather shelters are also available across the county for those who need them. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a report of smoke coming from a single-story residence in the 300 block of Cooper Street in Eureka on Monday night. Arriving firefighters found a clothes dryer fully involved with fire. Firefighters quickly attacked the main blaze and began searching for any hot spots from the spreading of the fire. The homeowner was able to exit the house without injury, but the structure suffered heavy smoke damage estimated at about $25,000. Detectives with the sheriff's office are investigating a possible homicide after discovering human remains off Jewett Ranch Road in the Harris area of Humboldt County over the weekend. The sheriff's office received a call regarding a possible human gravesite, and on Sunday, detectives responded to the scene, dug up that gravesite, and located human remains. The identity of the deceased is unknown at this time, and the investigation continues. And that's the news on this chilly Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.